Welcome back to Ask the Educator, a podcast for all professionals involved in medical device processing and sponsored by Healthmark Industries. The education team here at Healthmark has 280 years of combined experience in areas ranging from sterile processing, endoscopy, OR, biomed, to hospital and industry leadership. Our goal is to leverage our collective experience to answer one of your questions each episode, giving you the practical tips you need to succeed in the evolving world of device processing. My name is Kevin Anderson, clinical educator here at Healthmark, and I will be your host. Let's get started. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Ask the Educator. This is Kevin Anderson, your host, and with me on this episode is Sharon Rojo, another clinical education specialist here at Healthmark. It's been a little while since he's been on, so I'm happy to have him back. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sharon, so in this one, I'd like to start off a new series. One, I'd like to focus on survey readiness, because we know that Joint Commission has announced that they're going to be doing on-site surveys again. And yeah. I think there's a lot of people trying to get ready right now after being rocked by the pandemic over the last year. So both of us and our whole team, we have the fortunate privilege to go around and visit hospitals and do some consultative work and things like that. So I figure we could use this podcast as a way to help prepare them for this survey readiness that we like to see in sterile processing. So for this particular first one of the series, I wanted to focus on first impressions in the department. Now, you and I have talked before this one, and you had a little bit of a different spin. I'm thinking more environmental with first impressions, but we may get to what you're thinking as well as we move along here. But what environmentally should our sterile processing experts be looking at when it comes to first impressions for survey readiness?
Well, I've learned over the past, I've had some really great mentors and managers in my career. And one of them stands out where when we were in that window or right before, it was something called walk the deck is what I think they called it. Okay. And so we would walk the deck. We had a clipboard and we had a piece of paper and we would do it together. And it was like three of us. I think it was an educator, manager, supervisor. I think a lead, it was four of us. And we'd walk the deck, meaning we'd walk around looking at environmental first.
Sure.
On things that needed to have work orders or needed to be dealt with or questions. Like, what is that? You know, and having different eyes look at different things. So environmental, I think, is one of the first things that makes that big impression with Joint Commission. I really say it does. As soon as they open that door or they, you know, go into that department, they're automatically, their eyes go to floors, ceilings, the walls, everything in their pathway before they're shaking your hand. Or now, right. I don't even know how they're doing it, if they're just doing the bump. But environmental is probably one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, that's right. I have noticed that with surveyors. I've had people come in to the department. They don't even really say anything much at first, and they'll start running their hand on the flat surfaces that are sort of out of sight or a little bit higher than your head so that you know that mm-hmm. nobody in there is looking at them necessarily. They have to be intentional, right, about going right. about dusting or whatever. And they'll do that. And sure enough, they usually find something that has collected some dust. But yeah, the floors, walls, ceilings, all that, or their air vents, right? Things like right. that are great places for collecting dust. And I've noticed that is definitely something that is a first impression right out the gate.
The ceiling tiles is one of the first things that I want to say they probably look up for a while and they count them or something. I'm not too sure, but you know, they do look at those tiles, you know, if they're cracked or there's missing a piece on the edge, you know, if a maintenance going up in there
sure.
or if they're discolored. Oh, that's a big one. If they're discolored, because then if it's discolored, then they're going to look at, is there a leak?
Yes.
Right. Or if there was a leak that wasn't dealt with, or why was the tile replaced? So tiles would be one of the biggest ones besides the floor.
Yeah.
They don't want to see any type of garbage on the floor. They want to make sure that there's no how would you say, excess cables, like from the computers or the PCs or scanner guns. I mean, there's so many cords, right? There's so many cords now in SPD than there was back in the old days. We didn't really even have any cords to worry about. But sure, are they bundled up? Are they just flopping on the floor where environmental can't clean? So right, they are looking at those. And I remember one surveyor said, "We know we need to get those off the floor." I'm like, "What?" And then I looked and went, "Oh, wow, I didn't think about the cords being an issue." Or cords that are not plugged into something are just dangling there.
Sure.
So I've had that where equipment maybe was malfunctioning. They got rid of the equipment, but they didn't get rid of the cord.
Yeah.
So that's another environmental. The vents, I think you said the vents was another one. They look at, you know, dust in there.
Yeah. So, and you brought up the ceiling tiles, which reminded me, I've been in a couple facilities where they didn't have the correct ones. They had the particulate kind that create dust. And really, they're supposed to be smooth, durable surfaces that can be cleaned real easily. So that would be one of those work order type things. You go in there, let's have these changed out. And another one would be the walls. Is it just naked drywall and decontam? Should it, you know, it shouldn't be, right? It should be something smooth, cleanable, durable, just like everywhere
else.
Or
those pegboards, those famous pegboards where you used to put the pegs to hang instruments. They'll look at those too and say, well,
is it stainless steel or is it something that shouldn't be there?
Or paper, you know, just like memos or different cheat sheets or whatever. They don't like paper there exposed, so they need to be in sleeves or not at all, or laminated. Yes. So that's another key thing for
the paper look at signs, the walls just stickered up on every wall. Yeah, this is the turnover list, and it's just written on a napkin somewhere, you know,
right,
and taped to the wall.
And one of the first things that, you know, that I now that I'm thinking back is before they're even going into the department, I've had surveyors actually go into like the main, so you have your main hallway sometimes, depending on the design, or like a break room area or like a lounge area where you have that community board, like a board for the department that'll have like, you know, sign up for potlucks or whatever. They go to that board and they look for any graphs, process improvements, quality assurance, any type of graphs or any type of any data they're going to look at. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to question it. Or they're going to say, well, this is from a year ago. Do you have anything recent? Or, you know, so just understand that they do look at that. I've had numerous surveyors actually go or even ask and look at that board before they even go into the department.
It's funny that you mentioned that because it's one of the things, it's one of my favorite things to look for is, do you got any cool data that you're tracking and any quality boards or communication boards? It's one of my favorite things to look at. And some of them do, some of them don't, but you're right. You got to look for that data too. Is it up to date or is it not? Unfortunately, it is one of those things where it can really easily get outdated if you're not maintaining.
And it's a nice cheat sheet too, Kevin, for staff, because if they're going to ask staff, they've actually asked the team out there, what was a recent process improvement? And then we train the staff to say, well, you know, I don't remember, but we have a board where there is the process improvements that we recently did. So they guided them there. And of course, it was there. So that was another thing. It was almost like a cheat sheet that we had for the whole department of, oh, I don't remember that, but I know where we can get the information. Right.
That's right. That's right. And you know what's funny that you bring up how they asked to see that? One thing that surprised me last time we had surveyors that they really wanted to see and that I had never heard of them asking about before was that maintenance room behind the sterilizers. And we were lucky because we had heard from somebody else that they were looking there, because that's where things just kind of go to collect, where you don't have any storage areas for typically. But we did have a heads up and had that place cleaned out real nice. But I'd venture to guess that this is an area of concern for many SPDs out there, as it is a landing spot for just unhomed things.
I call it makeout point. I don't know why. I just.
It sounds like there's a pretty good story behind that one, Sharon, but I don't
know.
I'll
leave that alone.
Yeah.
But you're right. My goodness. It is kind of that catch-all of stuff. And they do go back there and they look and making sure that something's not flammable, the floor is, you know, your booties aren't sticking to the floor when you walk in because there's excess solution that now is bad because it's supposed to be at a certain temperature and it's been at 200 degrees for like a year.
That's right.
Because it was a sale on solution or something. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, they look at all that stuff. And they also look for records, you know, a variety of things. Again, looking at walls in there as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Just laying tools that are just laying around, or rags soaking up leaks,
yes,
or buckets for leaks as well, catching, you know, they're going to look at all that. So yeah, that's one area that they will go into, but also little closets. They'll go into environmental closets in Deacon Tam or on the clean set. If you do have those, they'll also look at the sinks, eyewash stations as well. So that's kind of environmental, but not really, but they do look at all that, you know, and then especially if you have environmental there during the time that they're there.
Well, and I think that's a great point with
individual that they'll ask.
Yeah. Right? First impressions and all of that, you know, cleanliness things. And they do, I've had them look in environmental service closets and even the solutions and things like that, that are in there. One thing that, you know, talking about this subject before we started recording, Sharon, you brought up something about first impressions with people. And I'd like you to talk about that for a brief minute here before we wrap up. But
yeah,
I think it's a great point.
Big one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Environmental's one, but in that environment are the people. And right. I catch that they're looking at who are the leaders and who are the frontline teams, because what they want to do is talk to the frontline teams, and they've done it many times. They don't want to talk to the educator because they usually know, you know, what's going on, or the manager. They talk to frontline teams, but they're looking at demeanor. They're looking at facial expressions. If they look scared, they're going to go up to them and say, hi, blah, 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 blah. And then the person say, oh, then they'll ask, well, how long have you worked here? That's usually something they'll start off with. And they'll say, I just started yesterday. Oh, well, do you know all the policy and procedures of the department? Where's the exit? Where's the fire extinguisher? And then they're like, oh my gosh. So, you know, my advice is always hide this new staff, hide them in the cafeteria, have them go review all the policies for the next 3 or 4 days. Don't put them in the back of the sterilizer. It's a little bit too hot. So don't put them back there. But hide them. No kidding. But no, they do. They look at demeanor, and they're also looking at people that don't fit in there. Meaning there's a person here that has a bunny suit. Oh, are they a maintenance person? Are they a vendor?
Vendor.
And guess what they do? They go over there and they ask them, so what are you doing? Oh, I'm repairing this. Well, don't you have a biohazard sign? Where is your this? Where is your that? And that's where they keep going. So again, they do look at people because they do try to separate who belongs there, go that way, or they'll look at people that are new. But bottom line, they are looking at the people besides the environment.
No, I think that's a great point. And I'm glad that you mentioned it, because initially when I think first impressions, I was thinking all environmental. And that's why, you know, I love to bring on, you know, other educators and people who have got different experiences and thoughts on things. But you're absolutely right. People are another one. And one thing I will say about people is, even if you don't purposefully try to hide people, they are going to try and hide themselves. So one thing I think is a good idea is to do some rounds and do some questioning that Joint Commission would do. Do it for each other, whether you're a leader by title or not. Go around and ask each other some questions that our surveyors are prone to asking, and just see. Test each other, get each other warmed up a little bit before the test, you know,
and don't scare everybody. I mean, it is intense, but I always used to tell the team, they're here to help us. They're here to help us. So, you know, answer their questions to the best of your ability, you know, feel relaxed. This is what you do every day. Speak to what you do. And they do ask them, like, what is that? Well, what is your process for that?
Yeah.
You do it every day. I may be in a leadership role where I don't, but you should feel comfortable because this is something you do all the time.
Oh, and they're here. Such a good point. You know, those surveyors, they come from all walks of life. They might be facilities people, nurses, surgeons, things like that. We are the sterilization experts, and oftentimes we're the ones really educating them. And so we have to remember that, you know, we do have an expertise in the subject matter. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to always have the answers 100% of the time, but we can prep for how we can answer a surveyor when we don't have the answer, and do it the right way. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's all of those things. And hopefully if you're practicing and you're working on all these first impression things, you will be a little bit more at ease when they do finally show up on your doorstep. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you're not running for the cafeteria for the next 6 hours.
Right. You know? And a lot of times they're just curious too. They're just curious, especially if you have new technology or you have a tracking system with a new type of gun, or you have like that's the right. IndoProCam, you know, something that's completely different that would check into and endoscopes. You know, they are like, wow, that's kind of, and sometimes you'll even get compliments. There's a couple times we've got the gold standard star, I guess. I don't know how you say it. I don't remember now, but I remember them saying that there was something I'd never seen before and they wanted to know more about it so they can help other people and implement that and suggest that.
Very good. Sharon, I think we did a pretty good job of covering this first impressions for survey readiness. I really appreciate you joining me, and I really look forward to hearing any feedback or comments from any listeners out there. Really want to help you guys prepare for your surveys this year. So any questions or comments that you have, please feel free to reach out. And again, thank you, Sharon, for joining me.
Thank you, Kevin.
That wraps up our first Survey Readiness Series podcast. In this episode, Sharon Rojo and I discussed all things related to first impressions with surveyors. Two main themes to focus on for making a good first impression are your environment and your people. It helps if you make yourself a rounding checklist so that people are routinely checking the ceilings, walls, floors for cleanliness, proper signage, electrical hazards, and various other items. This rounding checklist could be performed by leadership or staff, but it's a great tool for tuning up your department to make a good first impression. Secondly, prepare your people. Make sure everyone has the proper attire and is prepared to answer questions. Practice, practice, practice. I hope this series will help you to prepare for your next survey. Please reach out to our email if you have any questions or comments related to survey readiness. You can submit those to our email address at asktheeducator@hmark.com. Thank you all for listening. All opinions expressed on this show are those of the presenters. Before using any medical device, it is important to review the device manufacturer's instructions for use.